Hello, and welcome to our Food is Medicine podcast, brought to you by patrickholford.com.
Psychologists tell us that often depression is just anger without enthusiasm. Don't get sad, get mad, they say. Well, there's some truth to that. But more often, depression and feeling low and unmotivated and anxious has got more to do with what's going on in your brain than in your life. My name is Patrick Holford, and I'm author of a book, The Feel Good Factor, which gives you 10 proven ways to boost your mood. One of the most common causes of low mood is quite simply blood sugar lows. If you are gaining weight, feel tired a lot of the time, and crave sweet foods, the chances are your blood sugar is out of whack. The solution is simple, and that is to follow my low GL diet. Now, GL stands for glycemic load, and there are three rules. Rule number one is to choose low GL foods. For example, two bowls of oat flakes, has the same GL as half a bowl of cornflakes. A whole punnet of berries has the same GL as 10 raisins. Rule number two is to always eat protein with carbohydrate. So egg on toast or beans on toast is in, but jam on toast is out. Rule number three is to graze rather than gorge. Three main meals a day and two snacks. Now, Eamon is a case in point. He told me, "My mood has improved greatly. I wake up early every morning, clear-headed and without the aid of an alarm clock." Not only did he lose his blues, but he also lost 100 pounds in weight in only 7 months. Having blood sugar problems is one of the ways you can end up with hormone imbalances, but there are other ways. If your get up and go has got up and gone, there's a good chance that you might have an underactive thyroid, and it's worth getting your thyroxine level checked. Now, you can also do this yourself simply by testing your body temperature. It should be above 36.5 degrees C, and if you test it every morning and it's low, then you may have an underactive thyroid. Now, many people who have an underactive thyroid also have what's called anti-thyroid antibodies. And this means your body is attacking your thyroxine-producing cells. And if you test positive, there's a very, very good chance that you also have hidden food allergies. Jennifer is a case in point. She'd suffered from depression since the age of 16 and was finding it very hard to cope. She'd also gained 42 pounds in weight. And when we tested her, we found she had very high level of anti-thyroid antibodies and also food intolerances. And when she avoided those foods, she told me she was thrilled. Her low mood lifted, she lost weight, and she went back to full-time work, something she never believed would be possible. Now, there are other hormone imbalances, for example, low progesterone, low DHEA, that can leave you feeling low, which I tell you more about in my book. Dr. Joseph Egger was one of the first pioneers that really explored the link between allergy and how you feel. He did a study testing people for allergies and then gave them their food allergens or placebos, so the foods were hidden. And he proved that eating a food you're allergic to can make you feel instantly depressed, anxious, even give you mental blankness. One of the most common foods that causes low mood is wheat. Peter is a case in point. He had suffered from periods of severe depression, along with many unpleasant side effects from medication. And when we tested him, he reacted to a number of foods, including wheat. He had what he described as a huge improvement in his mood. In my book, I explain how you can find your hidden food allergies. Extraordinary as it may sound, you can actually predict a country's murder rate, its suicide rate, and its depression rate simply from knowing its intake of seafood. Now, fish like salmon and mackerel are very high in omega-3, which helps to boost the brain's serotonin, which is its natural feel-good chemical. There have been 10 good quality double-blind placebo-controlled trials showing that omega-3s in many cases outperform antidepressant drugs. And they don't take long to work. For example, in one study of 20 severely depressed people on antidepressants, given either omega-3 or placebo, by the third week, those on the omega-3s were showing substantial improvement in their mood, while those on placebo were not. Most antidepressant drugs are said to work because they boost the brain's serotonin level. Now, the question you want to ask is, number one, am I low in serotonin? And number two, how can I raise it naturally? The most direct way to raise it is to supplement the amino acid 5-HTP from which it's made. Back in the 1970s, a professor from Osaka Medical School in Japan gave 100 depressed patients 5-HTP, and by the end of the month, most of them had either had complete relief or a significant improvement in their depression. Now, you're most likely to benefit from 5-HTP if your level is low. Now, Holly is a case in point. When we tested her, her serotonin levels were really rock bottom. And she felt that anxiety, depression, and indecision were literally ruining her life. But when she started to supplement 5-HTP, very quickly her serotonin levels came back up. And with that, she started to sleep well, her anxiety reduced massively, and her moods lifted. Now, there are other amino acids that can also boost your mood, such as SAMe, and I talk about these in the book. Not getting enough sleep is another common reason for feeling down and tired. And a common reason for not being able to stay asleep is a lack of melatonin. So if you're going to take a sleeping pill, get your doctor to prescribe melatonin. Alternatively, try 5-HTP. The mineral magnesium helps to calm down a hyperactive mind, and there are also various herbs that help. So the best supplements tend to be those that combine herbs, minerals, and amino acids. Now, another common reason for not being able to sleep is you literally can't turn your mind off. And to go to sleep, you have to turn the brain's waves into what are called alpha waves. Now, you might not believe it, but one of the simplest ways to do this is with very specific music designed just to do that. Sue is a case in point. She would sleep for only 3 hours a night, literally waking up every 45 minutes. She got the CD, and here's what she said. The improvement happened from night one. Now, just 1 week later, I'm sleeping for 6 to 7 hours. I haven't even heard the end of the CD yet. B vitamins help to turn the protein you eat into neurotransmitters. And the most important ones are B6, B12, and folic acid. They help you to feel more connected. In one study, depressed people were given antidepressant with folic acid or with placebo. 9 out of 10 women taking the folic acid halved their depression rating. Now, in older people, the common missing B is vitamin B12. The older you are, the less well you absorb it. And as well as improving your mood, it also stops your brain shrinking. Now, how do you know if you need more Bs? The simplest way is to test your blood level of something called homocysteine, which you can test on a home test kit. Now, Amanda Jane is a case in point. When she did her homocysteine test, she scored 26. I was quite shocked because ideally it should be below 7. So she followed my homocysteine lowering diet and took the supplements, and almost immediately her mood and energy improved. Here's what she told me. I feel much better. My mood is very positive. I have no panic or depression. I feel buoyant, energetic, and enthusiastic, and my PMS has disappeared. From an evolutionary point of view, we are designed to be naked, living outdoors, and certainly a lot further south than Europe. Between October and March, you just can't get enough sunlight to make vitamin D, and that's why many people feel low. The lower your vitamin D level, the worse is your mood. Now, one study in Australia found that giving people vitamin D improved their mood literally in 5 days. Now, Daryl is a case in point. During the winter, he felt very low, and he said he had what he called brain fog. Now, when we tested him, he had very low vitamin D levels and also essential fats. And he started to supplement these and eat more oily fish, and quickly noticed what he described to me as a massive improvement in his symptoms. He was no longer waking with headaches, instead feeling what he described as thoroughly refreshed. Exercise plays a key part in beating the blues. In fact, it turns out that exercise is just as effective as antidepressants. Now, if you exercise outdoors, also getting sunlight, that's a double whammy in your favor. And many people do say, I feel too tired to exercise, but if you follow my principles, you can have a big boost in your energy levels. If you are feeling low, it's very good to go for a walk in a park or in nature. Being in natural environments often helps to get your mind straight. The 10th feel-good secret is the herb St. John's wort. It's one of the most thoroughly researched natural remedies and works better than antidepressants, but it has many advantages. For example, it's not addictive, you don't get withdrawal effects, side effects are much, much rarer. And a lot of people on antidepressants get a reduction in their sex drive. In some cases, St. John's wort can actually give you improvement. So these are 10 nutrition and lifestyle steps that you can take to improve your mood and feel better. Of course, there are also psychological factors. And in my book, I talk about two of my favorites, and one is the EBT technique and also the Hoffman process. Wishing you the best of health and happiness.
To find out more about health and nutrition, please visit us at patrickholford.com. As well as access to a library of update information, you can join our online club, be supported with our online program, find out more about our regular events, and purchase books and products to help you become and stay healthy. If you have any feedback on the show, please email us at podcast@patrickholford.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Search for Patrick Holford. Thank you for listening to our Food is Medicine podcast.